Preface to Meditation Number 7. The Secret Silence. Absence becomes presence. This amazing quotation, which traces right back to one Dionysius the Areopagite, a Syrian monk writing in the 6th century. The dazzling obscurity of the secret silence, outshining all brilliance with the intensity of its darkness. Hear it again. The dazzling obscurity of the secret silence, outshining all brilliance with the intensity of its darkness. Meditation teaches us to be not afraid of the dark, without and within. Dark means absence. We cannot see where we are. We've lost our bearings, as a friend said. It's a bit like when the computer goes down, and try as you might, words, everything, pictures, everything's gone, empty, absent, nothing. Meditation is the practice of absence, of shutting down all our internal computers, of seeking quietly to clear away everything in our human condition, in the whole human condition, which might shield God's presence, love's real presence, from us. In the time of meditation, we simply keep on putting everything aside that comes up, creating an emptiness, an absence of all that day by day, moment by moment, we think and say and do. Absence is darkness. What people discover who persevere in meditation is that absence, oh, so silently, so imperceptibly, starts to become presence, the real presence. We are making absence presence. Here's a quotation. The abyss of the heart opens out onto the abyss of God. The gift of the secret silence is this. Everything is taken away that we may be given more. Learning little by little that when we unclench our hand and let fall all that is in it, all that we're clinging on to, unclench ourselves, we are filled with new gifts. Absence becomes presence, and presence starts to be revealed everywhere, in everything, all the time. In everything. At the crucifixion, St. Mark's Gospel says, darkness fell over the whole land. All consuming darkness. The cross. Absence of everything we recognize as human. Meditation can assist us, strengthen us to see and know that the cross of a tsunami, of the last murder, explosion, earthquake, flood, and the next one, that absence is at the same time also presence. Where is God? Said one Jew to another at Auschwitz as they watched an 11-year-old boy hang and take a long time to die. There, said his companion. There. There is nothing lost that God cannot find again. Thomas Merton. In meditation, our faithfulness makes, we make absence presence. Not just for ourselves, but for our brave world. Not in any glib, slick, cheap way, but in the ongoing work, the daily work of meditation, we are releasing the mercy within the mercy within the mercy. God is all mercy. And God's presence, living in our hearts, never ceases to praise and bless us for what we so haltingly seek to do. The secret silence, the dazzling obscurity of the secret silence, outshining all brilliance with the intensity of its darkness.